Red Cross wasn't really surprised, but we were certainly delighted by the strong empathy shown in the survey results for the position of refugees. To see these very strong survey results is extremely encouraging. What they showed was that some 83% of the people surveyed would assist refugees in their community to settle in Australia. And the survey was quite a large one, 1,000 people Australia-wide, with a real spread of demographic and other key factors. So we think it was a very representative survey.
But with only 1,000 people surveyed, do you really think it was representative of the views of wider Australia?
1,000 is a pretty big survey. It's comparable with the the major polling that's undertaken on a whole range of issues. And yes, we are confident that it was a representative survey.
Just because the major parties have said that they're tough on border control because their polling shows that that's what punters want, but the Red Cross survey seems to tell a different story. Are the major parties incorrectly reading the Australian mood?
Well, I'm sorry that for your interview, I can't make comment about political parties and the government or the opposition. But I guess what we would say, these show a pretty strong level of empathy for the position of refugees.
Refugee Action Collective spokesperson Ian Rintoul says major polling consistently shows Australians have a compassionate view toward asylum seekers, but this view is not necessarily reflected in government policy.
People are generally quite welcoming towards refugees. There's a sympathy with the general plight. What we have, I think, and have had for many, many years, is a bipartisan policy at the top between Liberal and Labor Party, which has constantly created a fear-mongering around the arrival of boat people, even though they are a minority. We can go through all the figures, like 1.6% of the refugee population actually comes as asylum seekers to Australia. But there is an image and a fear-mongering created around the asylum seekers who arrive by boat, and that's where you find the opposition concentrates. It's where the Rudd Labor government hasn't had the political courage to stand up to that kind of issue, to say asylum seekers are welcome, there is no swamp, there is no problem, it's not a matter of an issue coming here by boats. The issue is not people smuggling. People are going to continue to come because they're fleeing persecution, and we just have to have an arrangement which allows them to make their applications, process their applications, and if they're successful, they live in the Australian community in the way they've been doing for many, many years without any problem.
For Australians who want a more compassionate approach to asylum seekers, is their only option the Greens?
Certainly many of us will be saying, sort of vote one Green, two Labor. I think it's very clear that anyone who wants any decent policy for refugees has to keep the opposition out. The material that's being distributed in Brisbane, for example, by local Liberal Party campaigners is of the worst kind of fear-mongering. We need to keep Abbott out, that's very clear. But in terms of the stated policies, yes, you would put Greens ahead of Labor for sure.
So this week is Refugee Week. What do you see as the key priorities in resettling refugees in Australia?
Well, I think first the two questions are the question of the visa freeze, because obviously this is the most immediate thing which stops people even being processed in order to be able to to come to Australia, to be resettled at all, to get a visa at all. And the second component of that is the discriminatory arrangement where people who arrive at Christmas Island are actually treated under different laws in a different way than asylum seekers actually arrive on the mainland. So we're really saying end the visa freeze, end the offshore processing and close Christmas Island.